again. This heart relishes thy solitude. O Abu, thy sacriferous melody bewitches me. At times I find myself lost in the divine ondiums of Gurukul. At other times, the silent Anadra point reminds me of the vastness of thy glory. Hours have I spent strolling the polo ground amidst the opening phases of lockdown. Umpteen perambulations of Nakki often took my spirits away from this ephemeral world. The pin drop silence and sibilance of peace park assured me in the realm of silence. The morning spent in Shaitan Singh Park often filled me with the otherworldly Elysium. The refreshing Amrit Vela at the zenith of Guru Shikhar left me bodiless more often than not. And the depth of Gurmukh sank me into mine own limitless depth of soul. The terrace of GHRC, the garden in front, the Amrit Vela and the evening meditations in OPDs all took me away from the world of lecturing and classes. The sunset point, the sun gazing from Toad Rock, the barefoot walk in the unnamed and various grounds of thy land. O Abu, thy every nook and corner fills me with an unearthly bliss. The Gandhi Vatika, the Vivekanandudyan, the funeral premises, the silence of Brijkoti, the divinity of Vipassana Centra, the unknown gardens, the untrodden rocks, the bottomless valleys, the distant farms, the unvisited temples, and many more wonders of thine have time after time trapped my soul and heart, all merging me with the depth of my being. Divinity enchants me. I have fallen in love with you. O dear Mount Abu, the land of my father's descent, I love you with all my heart and soul and passion, just as I love my heavenly father.
The spark of Madhuban is, as it were, felt. as if a spiritual echo reverberating and resounding eternally in this aboo.